All right, if you'll find your seats, we're going to get started right now. If you have your Bibles, I want you to be ready to be reading in the Bible somewhere. I'll tell you shortly. We're going to be reading from John chapter 5. So you'll have your Bible set. Amen. I've enjoyed the fellowship this year and seeing all my old friends and meet new ones. How many is their first year at Truth Camp? Anybody first year? Let's give them a round of applause. We appreciate having you here. Well, I've been thinking back over my time at Truth Camp, and I really can't pinpoint the year I started. I know it's over 10 and under 15 the years I've been here, and it's been a big part of my life. It's added a lot to it, and I hope it will to you this year if you'll just get in and let the Lord have his way. And as I was preparing for tonight's message, my mind went back to a time in my life when I was some of your age, about 15, 16. That was about 11, 12 years ago for me. And I was going through a time in my life of difficulty. I was going through a time of confusion and trying to find what God had for me. It was a tough time. But I remember feeling like I would never become anything of importance, that God could never do anything with my life, that I didn't have what it took to become anything for him. And I would wake up in the morning sometimes and just kind of burdened, kind of heavy, with a little bit of anxiety and kind of concern about my future, wondering, what did God have for me? What purpose was there in my life? And I went through this struggle, and it was a difficult time. It was something that I didn't enjoy. It seemed like, I'm sure you've been there, you know, everyone else's life is going just like they want it to, except for yours. Everybody else, everything's working out like they want it to, but everything that you're trying to plan is falling apart. Have you been there before? Huh? There's things that just aren't happening the way you want it to. Everyone else is winning. Everyone else has the truck. Everyone else has the boyfriend. Y'all girls say amen. Oh, they're not even gonna. Everybody else has a girlfriend. I hear y'all guys whining all the time. They're desperate, girls. Stay away. But everyone else has everything going their way, and you know, everyone, they've got the cool phone. You got one from 5 years ago, and you're just like, man, nothing ever works out for me. But there's others of you here that your situation's a little more severe. You're not worried about having the newest gadget out there. You're not worried about trivial things, but your family has been torn apart. Maybe it's by divorce. Others, you may have lost someone close to you through death or some family event that took place. And you look at your life and you say, what good's going to become of it? Is anything good ever going to happen to me? You know, and last night, as the Spirit of God was moving in a mighty way, we felt his presence in this auditorium, or at least others did. And you watched and you said, you know, I'm glad they're getting blessed. And, you know, I'm glad God's moving, but I really can't feel it myself. I know I've been there before. How about you? It's like, man, I just don't feel it. You know, everyone else is shouting. Everyone else is excited. But I'm just going through something deep inside my heart. And it just seems like it's so close, but yet I just can't get a hold of it. I can't seem to get it for myself. Everybody else is experiencing the move of God, but not me. Everything you ever wanted is right in front of you, but you can never obtain it. It's like some cruel joke. You ever ask the question, does anybody care? Does God care? Tonight we're going to read a story of a man who was always that close, but was never able to get there. We're going to turn to the book of John, chapter 5, verse 2. It says, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches, and in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, sick people, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever Then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity. Listen to this. 38 years. He lay there for 38 years, the word of God tells us. It says, and when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had been there a long time in that case. And he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. You may be seated here tonight. I want you to imagine with me, we're just going to take a few minutes, and I believe God wants to speak to some of you that find yourself in the situation we've discussed tonight. But when we look here, and I want us to imagine a pool. Now, it's not some beautiful pool you see outside a motel or some person's backyard, but let's imagine a dirty pond. That's in drought in Texas. There's fish floating on the top. It stinks. It's dirty. And there's a bunch of people about to die sitting around it. There's a lot of people with needs. And what it was is their family members had brought them here because they had done everything they could to help them. And they'd given up on them. And they brought them here to this pool that if by chance they might get in the waters when the angel would come and stir it every so often, whether it was once a year or a few times every season. Whatever the case was, they would bring them here hoping, just hoping they would get lucky. But we see the man in our text that 38 years had passed and he never got his miracle. 38 years, year after year, he sat there, watched everyone else get their touch. What's everyone else's lives being proved, but never experiencing something for herself. And I believe tonight there's some of you that are in that situation. You feel as if your family has forsaken you. You feel maybe even if God has turned his back on you and that no one cares about you. You've been spiritually placed at the pool of Bethesda and you're just trying to get a miracle. You're just hoping that maybe today might be your day. We see here the lame man said, no man, when Jesus came and talked to him and asked him if he wanted to be made whole, he said, no man is here to put me in the pool. He said, I don't have anybody that cares about me. But there's something I want us to look at here, that this day that we see this verse, there is something different. It wasn't the angel coming to stir the waters like in previous seasons, but it was the man, Jesus Christ. He said, no man is here to put me in, but that day, the man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came his way. We can go back and we can look at that pool and we see Jesus walks in and in this area and he's looking around and no doubt this man said and they thought, well, he's not here for me. Nobody cares about me. No one else is concerned about me, but Jesus Christ comes and he comes straight to where that man was and he confronts his need. And I want to tell you, as we look at that day that Jesus came to the man who couldn't do for himself. I'm glad to know that when I can't get to Jesus, that Jesus will come to me. When I'm at my end and I've done everything I know to do and I've gone to the end of my rope, that Jesus Christ cares enough to see my need. We see he recognized the need and he asked him the question, do you want to be made whole? You know, we may look at that and say, that's kind of a crazy question. Of course, this man, he wanted to be made whole. But what he didn't realize is the man that was asking the question had the power to change his life forever. That he had the answer and the healing that he needed to his need. And I believe tonight God has sent me to tell some of you that thinks nobody cares about you and that your day's never going to come, that tonight is your night.
Tonight is the time when you're going to receive your miracle. No matter what you've missed in life, no matter who's abandoned you, Jesus Christ, the man, the Son of God, has come to Truth Camp to say to you, the one that's been forsaken, to you, the one that nothing ever goes right for you, that I have come to touch you.
Tonight, if you can imagine with me, and I'm not going to take too much longer, but I do believe God just wants to encourage us in this service tonight. I want you to realize that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is walking up and down the aisles of Truth Camp tonight, and he's looking for somebody that's crippled. For you that's been going through that heaviness and that burden, he's coming to tell you that you've had it way too long, that he's come to lift it for you. That he sees you exactly where you are. That he sees your need. It's not time to put it off and say, well, maybe tomorrow night I'll get something from God. But today, Jesus Christ has come. He's here for you. And tonight, you can receive the miracle that you need. Tonight, you can receive victory in your life. Tonight, you can be made an overcomer because the Almighty God is here for you. But how? I've went to church all my life. I've sat in a ton of youth camps. And, you know, I've tried my hardest to get to that pool. And no matter what I do, I can't seem to get a touch from God. No matter what I do, I can't seem to get there. It doesn't seem to ever happen for me. And I just think God has given up on me. But there's something I want you to realize tonight. That you don't have to wait for the troubling of the waters once a year. But because Jesus Christ has come, who? Whosoever will can receive the touch that you need. That tonight, it doesn't matter how many. It's not limited to one. It's not limited to two. But it's for you. God Almighty's coming to this service. And tonight, before you leave, you can walk out different than you came. You may have come crippled in your spirit. You may come thinking nobody cares. But when you leave, you can know that you've been touched. Anybody here believe it's your night? The one that said, no, it's never going to happen. Is there anyone tonight that believes that tonight you can get your miracle? Is there anyone tonight that believes that Jesus Christ, the man, is here for you? Huh? Does anyone here tonight believe that the Almighty God's going to be moving in this service tonight? Do you believe that you can leave different than you came? Let me tell you this. The man at the pool didn't believe it could happen, but it did. You may not have raised your hand, but let me tell you this. He is here, and tonight, your night. I want us to stand together across this building. I know it's very short. It's what it was supposed to be. But I've been in youth camp a long time. Went as a camper, counselor now for 7 years, at least. I forget how old I am. My wife tells me I'm old. You think I'm old? Don't tell her what you think. Hey, I hear that out there. Youth camps come and go. Young people come and go. Many with great needs. Some never get their touch. But that doesn't have to be you. Amen. We're going to come and we're going to find a place to pray tonight. And we're just going to get in the atmosphere of the presence of God. What I want you to do, I want you to put aside your concerns, your fears, the lie the devil's been telling you that it's never going to happen for you. And I want you to remember that Jesus Christ is here. And tonight is going to be your night. If I could have a musician, a piano player come, if you will. Let's gather around this front tonight. And we're just going to pray, anticipating a move of God. There's so many times that I've even come into service and I had so many other things on my mind that I didn't get the touch that I needed. Don't be that person tonight. Don't be the one that turns and walks away. But I want you to realize that he is here. His presence is here. And you can leave tonight different than you came. That man, he walked off that day with his bed in his hand. He left that pool behind. He left that suffering behind. And tonight you may come heavy burden and heavy laden. But tonight, Almighty God wants to set you free.
Let's just begin to pray across this auditorium tonight. Let's put away all of the things in our mind that would try to hinder us and put them aside and say, God, we want a move of your spirit. Say, but I don't know what to do tonight. All you've got to do is take that one step. It's like that old song goes, we used to sing, if you'll take one step, he'll take two. There's no limit to what God can do. And tonight, we can do that one thing. Say, God, here I am. And I guarantee you that God will meet you in this place. I just want you to open up your heart tonight. Put aside all those insecurities and the lies of the enemy that tell you that it's not for you, that nothing good's going to happen. And open up your heart to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. To the man, Jesus Christ. Your mom and dad may have forsaken you. Your friends may have turned their back on you, but there's somebody that'll never leave you. He said, I'll leave you, never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the ends of the earth. And he's here tonight, just for you. Oh, let's call on him tonight. Open your hearts and let him have his way. Oh, let our voices be lifted high. Let our voice be clear. God, we need you. God, we need you. God, I'm sick of being in this state I'm in. I'm sick of laying here in this pool, just hoping maybe tonight. But Lord, I want this to be my night.